Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Ryan Scotty's Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
I think we all agree Anonymous is going to go first on this because is wild. Anonymous, I understand why you want to be anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, good morning.
So you have...
Shouldn't know.
I'm not even going to act like I know exactly all this, but Fatboy put up here on the screen, you feel as though you are your wife's guinea pig. Explain. What do you mean by that?
No, I am. I'm basically her just victim, and she's very just, I don't know, persuasive. Her deal is, okay, remember, I think it was like last week, you guys had someone call in, and his wife was all like roped into like conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
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 So
the poor guy.
Yeah, this is like, it reminds me of that, except... this is actually happening, and my wife is like, just, she's testing me. I'm her guinea pig. And then I don't know where she gets this stuff, but she's getting all this like crazy crap information. I don't know, like her podcast or whatever, like lady shows she watches, or just like, you know, her friends and stuff.
Yeah,
basically whatever, like the new thing, but it's not even like a big new thing. It's like some fringe someone somewhere is doing this, and like someone else goes, "Oh, I tried it." Like some trend, mini trend, she'll try and like implement it around the house, and that, like, it starts with me.
Did you have to eat a Tide Pod or something? Like, what was the, like, trend?
All right, my name is she. No one here.
You shouldn't
so,
say your name.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I mean, what she makes me bleach my anus, okay?
Hang on.
Yeah, okay, so she doesn't, like, make me with, like, a gun to my head.
Is she the bleacher?
She's not the bleacher.
Is that what bleacher creatures were back in the day?
She didn't shut up about it.
Do you mind
she,
if like, I, pick, why?
She picked this up somewhere, and I'm like, I'm sorry, do I have a problem that, like, do you see something, or, like, or is my underwear in the laundry? I don't know what she's seen in the laundry.
That leads me to a question that I have to think about how I'm going to word it, and you may not even want to answer it. But or is there ever in the bedroom or the some kind of role reversal kind of stuff going on?
I'm going to be honest with you, but I
don't know. You don't have to answer that, but.
No, I will. And the answer is no.
Okay.
So,
but it's interesting. You brought up, like, is there something going on that I need to know about? Because you've pointed this out to me. Like, I had a girlfriend one time said, man, you know, your posture really is bad.
What?
I mean, like.
What brought that on?
Looking through pictures of me sitting around, slumped over like I'm a Weekend at Bernie's. Like, and I'm not even asleep. I'm just my bad posture. So it takes sometimes his laugh to the role reversal. People love it on the text line.
I get it.
What is your? So you said, what about anything else? I mean, that's plenty.
The way she brought it up, too, you know, women don't beat around the bush. I imagine she just went to him and said, look, you got to get it bleached.
No, exactly. Like, no, she didn't say you got to get it bleached, like, directly, like, but she was, like, constantly, she would send me stupid articles and be like, it's better for, your prostate health and certain, there are certain cancers that, you know, like, maybe you need to, like, bleach your anus. Like, honey, you know, I don't know, like, and I'm like, you know, if I did that to her, you know, everybody would hear about it. It would be like, you're emotionally destroying her. You're horrible. You know, this is insane. But I took it. And, you know, after like the fifth time, it was like, all right.
The fifth. Did you fart and it smelled like a swimming pool?
Oh, my God.
Your laugh is great. Well, it's a little bit of Herman Munster and something else. I love it.
So you're saying it was preventative because I'm thinking as a female how often I see that part of a guy, and it's not very often, ever.
It's about to be a lot more.
There's that time when you pretended to be a floor.
You know, I don't usually, like, show my anus off a lot. I agree.
Well, yeah. Since you're bending over, it's kind of not going to be in my face. You
even
know
then,
yeah.
Like, your pants are going to be all the way down, and you got to be like, hut for that to even be.
At least she had reasoning behind it, yeah. I guess. Instead
but
of
I know this is your wife and all of this. I mean, is that something she does, or you said you're the guinea pig? So she's trying this all on you before she gets it done.
No, exactly, because the whole thing, she's framing it in, like, a quote-unquote men's health, out of men's health concern, like she's the expert or something.
That's some
dominance. Yeah, and that's not the only thing. Okay, so, like, on you know, she's always like, oh, men's health, and then and she'll say it that way, so it's like, oh, men's health doesn't get enough attention, and then, like, making it sound like she's doing me a favor, but then suddenly it backfires. She makes me drink grape juice to fight off erectile dysfunction that I don't even have. There's not a problem. But she's constantly, I was like, oh, hi, Welch's. Again, we meet, you know, in the fridge constantly. And this is this whole thing, like, I'm 9 years old again. I'm like, or could I have wine, maybe?
The word makes, though, each time. She makes me. So,
yeah.
Like, well, it's really tough to get around it. It's like a soft make, you know? It's not gun to my head.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure. There's just, it's like, forget about ninth grade peer pressure. This is beyond that. It's your wife, peer pressure is inescapable.
But to prevent something he doesn't even have is kind of weird.
Kind of strange.
Did she?
It's like giving me, I don't know. It's like, what is there, like, hi, aren't we fine? I thought we were good. But, you know, according to her, I need to just constantly be drinking grape juice, I guess, or I'm going to have a limp noodle my whole life, evidently. I don't know.
Have you had a problem with that in the first place?
No, he said he's not even dealing with
No. Yeah, so why would she make you do that? Okay.
That's strange. Now, she said, hey, I want you to drink pineapple juice. She'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense now. I get that. Unless it's upside down, which I don't even know what that means.
Dude,
what if you drink pineapple juice upside down?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if she's just like, oh, I just happen to, like, really be into grape juice or pineapple juice or something. But the fact that she ties it to this, like, this point she's trying to make, I can't help but, you know, feel a little bit self-conscious, because she, like, I'm apparently on impotence watch, you know, the alarm could go off at any time or something. Like, I don't know what her problem is.
Couldn't do this to her, like, in any regard.
Oh, gosh, no.
She'd give you the third degree.
No way could I, but, like, again, I wouldn't even want to, but
y'all have a very healthy sexual relationship?
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, good.
It sounds like you really do. Like, she's like the first thing, you know, the bleaching of the butt, and then the other thing, like it all somewhat goes a little bit as it's kind of sexual or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear why you would say that, but it's not all kink.
No,
there's more. Okay, so
there's more.
Yeah.
God, poor
She got on this, like, this is like probably the worst one. She got on this like anti toilet paper kind of mentality, because I guess she like read how it was made, and they apparently use too much water, and maybe it's, I don't know what everything is, like maybe sweatshops are involved or something. So now I'm living in a third world country. She wanted to switch to cloths to wipe with.
And
who has to wash the cloths, or you just throw them away? That's what I'm...
Yeah, we just throw them away.
That's not good for the environment either.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, hi, what, you know, I mean, I'm one and done. That's not, I'm not going to fold it in, like,
that's
you know what I mean?
That's kind of expensive.
You probably don't show anything. I don't know what I'm saying.
That is the worst one.
Man, that is, but there, and I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but like, have you, because you kept saying she makes me. Now, that could be construed as, I know I should just do this and not get into the argument kind of thing or whatever.
There's a lot of that.
Shout out to my dad in heaven. But a lot of it could be like, she's slowly, and I don't know her, obviously, but like, she's slowly breaking you down. Like, everything is like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. You're going to do this.
I think he's...
I know.
Yeah, you've been more than accommodating. You have to, like, put a foot down at some point.
So do you,
Can I just start sleeping in your boots at night, in the bed?
No, I know. It's like it's like a cult, and she's, like, destroying my personality step by step or something. Like, I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
It bothers me with the bacteria in your bathroom with the cloths, unless you have a diaper genie. That's not really sanitary or healthy.
Even
he is bleached, so it might not be as bad as, like, you know, us going.
No. Still, though. All right.
No, I mean, it gets me to empty out the bathroom trash a lot more than I used to. I mean,
good God.
For sure. God. But it's like, why am I living like, I don't want to be mean to anyone, but like, you know, like a really poor part of the world where they don't have toilet paper. You know, this is my birthright. I'm an American. I should
but
be allowed
you
to
even it out by bleaching your butthole, though, because they don't do that.
And it could be worse. You could have a water shortage, and you only flush the toilet just a few times a day.
There are people that do that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that could
pay
be
the
horrible.
Minimum water bill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Old.
But why like make life so hard unnecessarily? Like, why can't I just live?
Are you referring to the grape juice again? come on, I'm gonna laugh. There you go. But it's you're laughing, we're having a good time, but it's bothering you. You've called us like out of the blue like this, and then the word makes is, you know, I would tell her, like, hey, look, I've done all these things. I obviously am a go-getter and having fun and doing these things, but like, I don't want to do any more of it. I unless it's whatever, like, that's a controlling mechanism, I feel.
Like, don't apply
it's
everything
to me. It's
also
weird. Like, I'm reading so many women. I say women. They could be gay dudes.
Hopefully.
If my husband wanted his blank bleached out, I would be concerned about his sexuality. Meanwhile, she's wanting him to do it.
Yeah. Who's seeing
it? It's just odd, man. Okay.
I didn't really feel like as embarrassed about the whole thing before until you just said that. So
sorry.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Before you talk to everybody else talking about what you were talking about, you got to take this guy on line three. Because I don't know if you're going to believe it. I kind of don't, but...
Anonymous, you won't believe it.
He's definitely worth talking to.
Oh, is this the pimp that I just saw at the gas station? Yeah. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? You sound downtrodden.
I got to talk to you guys about this. It's kind of embarrassing. Can I spill it? Can I tell you guys?
Yeah.
So I've been with my girlfriend now for like 5, almost 6 months, and she finally broke down to me the other day and said that she has to be honest with me, that the fact that, okay, I'm uncircumcised. God. I'm just going to get that out there.
Why are we laughing?
An issue,
thank you.
But
I'm gonna go ahead and ask this. Get the elephant out of the room. Is it because of religion, faith, or
no? Okay. It's not. I've been asked that before. It's really when I was born. I had like this weird blood disorder, and the doctors recommended like it not be done because of that. And my mom also had like this blood disorder thing, so it was really just for that. It wasn't like for religion or anything, but okay. So it's been like that my whole life, and you know,
you just had that like Forrest Gump. Been like that my whole life.
I couldn't imagine being that way. I'm not.
You are not un.
I am cut. That's
me
what
too.
They call it. Yeah,
me too.
So yeah. I don't know what this guy's life is like. What that would feel like.
I know. Well, it's
how would
the
you
norm.
Know?
I don't.
Oh.
I've always kind of thought it was cool. I'm like the outlier, you know. But
what?
Like of all your buddies, you're probably the only one that's uncut.
Yeah, it's like kind of a badge.
Especially in the South. If you're up north, you might run into it a little more at the troughs. But you're down here, I don't think you're going to very often. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is very interesting. How old a boy are you? Or a man? Or whatever?
I'm 30.
Okay.
Well, hang on a second.
Why did she... Yeah, go ahead.
If you had the blood disorder before, like when you were born and they couldn't do it, I imagine it wouldn't be any different now, right?
Unless there's of a thing when you're younger.
Yeah, I think it had to do like more the risk as a newborn, something like that. Like,
God, I've never heard that option. I don't even know that wait a minute. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I don't know if you have a baby boy, did they ask you? Or I guess they have to.
I think they just go ahead and do it unless you tell them not to.
You tell them preemptively not to do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So you said she finally broke down. Were y'all having like, I mean, obviously I would ask this. Were y'all having problems intimately where?
Well, define problems. I mean, I'll tell you this. She told me that it scares her and that it's not appealing to her. And, I'll be honest, like, I really love her and I'll do anything for her. I mean, she wants me to get circumcised.
God bless. That's a nice.
And, I want your guys' thoughts. If there's any medical people listening as well that could help me out, I'd
all the nurses
it.
Listen to us. Like, I can tell you, like, anytime I take my mom to a doctor's appointment or I go for anything, all the nurses listen. So
they're going to find a doctor with the sharpest teeth, first of all.
That's what they do now.
Second, you got to do this for you, I'm thinking, man. Like, you got to have some guarantees she's going to hang around. What if she decides she don't like it? She's like, put it back. Put it back on.
That would not be fun. Can't put the turtle back in its shell.
Now, let me ask you this. Have in the past, as this, with other females, have they ever said anything similar? Like,
oh, that's a good question.
Not really. I mean, I'm not much of a womanizer. I mean, I haven't had, a ton of partners, but I've never had a girl complain. I mean, I've had a girl say something about it, but never like complain or weirded out by it.
Huh.
Is that something you age out of, the surgery itself? I don't know if they'll do it now.
I don't even want to Google it because I'm afraid of all the ads that I'll get popping up on Instagram later.
Plus, with like,
I've looked it up. You can get it done later in life. It's painful.
But insurance won't cover it. I bet that's just cosmetic. If your doctor doesn't say, hey, man, your ding-a-ling's infected, you need to get this extra skin cut off.
That's a good point.
It'll be cosmetic, and then that'll cost out the...
Would you want to stay awake for it?
I don't think you can.
Like, they'll just numb them, from the waist down.
No way.
From the waist to the knee.
I bet you... That's a song. I think they put you in local anesthesia, probably. I mean, I would hope to God so. I hope they just don't give you the circle of shots that they do sometimes where it just numbs the area.
Oh.
God. Dude, that's a... You're
hurting us, man. You're making us hurt.
You're making me like... I'm Chris Angel levitating right now somehow. I'm not fully sitting in the seat. It's so weird. Do you... I tend to think, obviously, if you listen to the show, a little differently here sometimes. I'm getting the feeling she wants to break up with you. And this is what she's figured up. I mean...
Oh, this is cruel.
Well...
She might be weirded out if you do it. She might be grossed out. I can't believe you just did that.
Or she's, saying, hey, man, I want to see how much I can break you down. I don't know. That's a... 5 or 6 months, that's a... That's a big, big ass.
But if he does it, it would be less maintenance than what he's used to.
I bet that is a lot of maintenance.
It's got to be.
Summertime especially.
You probably got to have a special shower head for it.
Let me ask you this without being graphic, seriously. Do you, in the past, have you told girls, women ahead of time, hey, before we get going, I just need to let you know, it's not going to look the same as other ones.
I think I've mentioned it a time or two, kind of as a joke or just, just kind of got brought up, but I just never thought it was a big deal. I mean, it's a little extra turtleneck down there. I mean, I don't...
It's probably not a big deal the way he puts it. Maybe there's just actually just a little extra. We're not talking about, a half a foot extra.
Yeah, but, and again, not being graphic, but, when you're not fully at attention, that's got to look odd. That sounded weird to say, but, no comment really needed.
The fun fact, maybe you don't know this, is that most guys in the world are like that. It's only really here in America and kind of in some more religious countries that it's like that. It's like you go to Europe, you go to Britain, they're all like that. Yeah. It's the norm over there. So it's kind of like, I always thought it was natural, and, you know, it's kind of what you're born with.
This falls off.
Oh, this makes me think of a dumb question to ask, but I never thought of it until now.
Fifth one today. Go ahead.
Well, you know, say you're a female when you're born. Do you have that issue?
What?
Like a little extra, maybe? Oh, that, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I never thought about it before. I guess
not that I know of. There is kind of another something that they do in some countries that is like that, but it's supposed to be kind of like cruel and not necessary. I don't know. They say that they do it here because it's like it can help stop disease spread and for like cleanliness and stuff. But like I said, most of the world lives with it and it's fine. And it's kind of like how it naturally is in the first place, you know?
I never thought about that. Like where did it, I thought it was always based in religion. I assumed.
Yeah, I did too.
I'd never really Googled it, but like.
But then why would the religion care if you did it or not? Is what
and
I can't
how would they
out.
Know? Like, do you have to go show the priest? That's where it all started. Go show the priest that you've been circumcised.
Oh, that's not a good start.
I know. It's not a good start.
I would not recommend that.
All right. Hold on for us, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, thank you. How old did he say he was? I know he can
did
hear
he
me
say
right now, but I
30s
don't
maybe?
Say
did he say 30s?
It sounds so like, old younger people sound so tired when they talk. I know. I got to get it circumcised.
Well, okay, this is like a big decision. Like, I'd be nervous. I'd be puking.
I am for him.
Yeah. Okay. We got to get an update with this guy if he decides to do it. I say don't.
Everyone on text says don't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap. It's a trap.
But if you're going to do it, you might as well keep it, scrapbook it, go from there.
How do her blanks look? If you don't like the way her nipples look, tell her to get those fixed too. We just both start off the relationship with, you know, I don't like this about you. So go ahead and get that fixed too. Get that Majora trim down. My God.
It's like, you know, you go get a sandwich and a little bit of it's falling off the bun.
Oh, man. It's like, I didn't order curly fries. There's one in the bag. God.
Boy, tuck a little back.
This is a great text. This is what I love about your show. Tuning in and not knowing what it's going to be and ending the segment laughing my ass off. Thank you.
Somebody's done it for sure, I would imagine, this late in life.
Yeah.
Maybe for religious reasons.
You guys are right. It would be a cosmetic surgery. Insurance wouldn't pay. Don't ask how I know that, but I'm in the insurance industry.
I'm doing one right now.
Here, hold my scissors.
I love the show. Got to go back to trimming.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
But our listeners, not only loyal as all get out,
as hail.
But patient as crap, too.
Really are.
The one dude a minute ago was on hold 30-plus minutes, not even realizing it was this guy.
He was anonymous, too.
Here's another anonymous. We know it's not the same anonymous because this guy's already been cut. Good morning, anonymous.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
How's it going?
So I'm going to be patient because I have nothing to do but drive today, so I'm good.
Well, be careful. Of course, it's not doing anything.
Thank you.
I guess it depends on where you
black
are.
Black ice. Gotta look out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the mountains, so it didn't snow. Everything's melted.
Okay.
I'm good.
Good.
That's true.
So let's talk about your penis.
All right. So I got circumcised at 13.
Oh, it's got to be the worst age.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I was born premature, and I had to wait.
What? You had to wait 13 years?
Well, I mean, I guess my mom didn't want to get it done until later, I guess. I don't know.
No, but look, how does that conversation go?
Yeah, to be honest, I really don't remember how that happened. I don't remember how that happened.
I imagine she walked up to you and said, look, you about to have something cut off.
I mean, like,
well, I mean,
that's right. Yeah, that's the formative years right there.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, when you're... You don't think about that stuff when you're younger than that, and I don't know. I thought it was normal, so apparently it wasn't.
When did you, like, you know, obviously you're a grown man now, and it's fine, but, like, at what point did you realize that you were different? Like, did you just, like, go stand at a urinal and look over?
I guess watching...
porn,
you know, adult-rated, porn, adult-rated movies.
That's good to say.
I mean,
how else would you, right? Like, good gracious.
Wait, like, okay.
Yeah, but so to the guy that's getting it done, I would say the worst part of that is probably the recovery. The recovery is going to suck for him, especially being as old as he is.
Plus, you got to really take care of it even more so because of the infections and stuff.
Right, and it sucked for me at that age because, I mean, I had stitches, so I don't know what they do now, but at 13 I had stitches, and I missed out on a trip to going to Fort Bragg for that, but it was a good couple months of recovery.
Wow.
So,
but I'm glad I got it done, put it that way.
Stupid question, but, you know, when you're premature – are you underweight your whole life? Like, how does that work itself out?
So I'm 34 now. I'm about to be 35. I weigh 185, and I'm 5'4".
Okay.
And so when I was born, I weighed 1 pound, 11 ounces. So
God, I was the complete opposite. I was 10 pounds, 2 ounces.
God.
I was like 10 of you.
I wish.
You could have rolled over on him in the incubation. Like, they could have held you in their hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dad said I could fit my own shoebox. He's jokingly, of course, but.
Bless.
God, man.
Man.
I'm glad you made it this far.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm good. No medical problems or anything like that.
That's good.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have two. They're healthy weight. You know, I got one-year-old, that's my son, and then I got a daughter that's three-year-old, and she looks like a kindergartner. She's well above her weight and age.
So when your son, did they come to you about the circumcision like that? Did they even ask, or they just do it?
Yeah, do they ask?
Yeah, no, they came to me, and I said I wanted it done.
Did you tell them you had a daughter at 13? You tell them the whole story?
No, that's something me and my wife talked about. I told her I didn't want to wait. I want to get it done now.
Yeah.
That way he won't remember it.
That's true. That's true.
Because I remember mine. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah. Did they knock you out, like, from the waist down? Or, like, how does that work?
Circle of shots?
No, I went under.
Oh.
Yeah, but you still
I went under for that one.
Do you have phantom pains from it now? Like you?
Like when you hear us talking about it this morning, does it like give you PTSD?
No.
Okay. PTDH? Yeah.
Something like that. All right. Well, congratulations. You survived. You were born at a pound. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yep.
Did you get to keep?
I don't know the backstory of that, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Did you keep the?
No, I didn't get to keep it.
Yeah, they don't let you keep anything. They didn't let me keep my hip or my tonsils.
I wish you would have told us what happens to all the medical waste. Like, where do they go?
They probably, like that one woman said, they probably sell it to foreign countries to make makeup.
If I go to the dump today and it smells like nuts, I'm gonna know what happens.
They used to say. I remember in church. This is a day I wish Paige was here. Wait a minute. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, what are you saying?
I don't mean that. But like, they used to say that in church. They used to say collagen that was in women's beauty products was,
and that's popular again,
the remnants of discarding a child.
Oh no. Ooh.
Yes, but I don't know that was actually, I'm pretty certain that was not actually true, and I don't want to Google it. All right, Anonymous, thank you, sir. Love them babies. Congratulations.
Send us a picture.
Yes, sir. Thank
no,
you.
No, don't send pictures. God bless. Fat Boy's accepting uncircumcised penis pictures only today.
That's it, just so we can compare. I cannot imagine going to my son when he was 13 and say, look, we got to, you know, snip, snip, trim you up.
No, no. And it was right there at that time when you just became a teenager and you're going through the, you know, the pubes. Puberty.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you're, you know, comparing with your buddies in the bathroom, like who's got what.
No.
You never did that? I didn't.
I have an October birthday. Thus, all my friends were almost a year older than me. And they all went through it before I did. So when they would talk about it.
But you might have been like, 13 when you started shaving or growing a mustache?
No.
Later?
Late. Like 15.
Boy, you made up for it, because when we shaved those eyebrows, they grew back in probably 2 hours.
Yeah, to the point where people thought it was a bit. And I'm like, God, then no. It was... See the picture of me and Bo Cephas in Nashville, and I have no eyebrows, looking like some kind of mongoloid. I don't know if I can say that or not.
They named beef after it. Why can't you say
that? Well, I guess so. Yeah, it's a whole country.
He said he was 5'4", 180?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to picture how that works out. I got to call Anonymous back after the show. We got to get his girl on.
That is, she's not in a million years going to come on. And also, like, would you want to come on and explain that to strangers?
I feel, even though nobody knows who you are, they're kind of painting your character in a certain way. Like, I feel like you want to come on and defend yourself, right?
Well, no one knows her name. I just think it's a tactic, whether it be to end the relationship or to somehow get some kind of power position play. Like, literally, like... You know, a woman who runs things is all she keeps his balls in her purse.
Yep.
She's going to have more than his balls in her purse.
She ain't going to respect him if he does it.
I really think that. I really think, like, if a girl said to me, like, on whatever, Tinder or anything, said, hey, you know what? I really would go out with you if you'd shave your beard. I'd be like, no. Yep, first of all, you wouldn't. You'd see me without a beard and want me to coach your daughter in basketball. Is that like a lady gym teacher then?
Remember the guy who called last week? He gets bleached, but he's been 5 times to do it.
Yeah. See, that...
Under his girl's directive.
But that tells you further about how deep their love goes, if you know, like their activities and such. A woman would not care about that unless... She's having to, you know.
Unless she's like a routine visitor, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's on her. So, I mean, if that's how she got her jollies and said, hey, I prefer you do this, and be like, all right, well.
No, that's worse.
First of all, I'm never going to do that.
He's participating in something that he might think is too weird on top of having to go.
And there's no masculine position to get in for that. I mean, it looks like you're getting your diaper changed or your... doing an impression of a dinosaur somehow.
It's just like, yeah, that's awful. That's just, some things like should not be performed, attempted.
No, it's just where, like, all right, what's wrong with all the other stuff that you got to go there?
Like, have we run out of stuff to do? Can we circle back to, you know, to stick with what works?
I'm not, though, to this text. Matt, why are you trying to talk her out of it? She could be listening right now. I'm not. I'm just saying that the likelihood of her coming on to defend that is slim to none. But if she wants to, I'd entertain the balls off of it.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.